I've got with me in the studio on my tablet, Jake Murdoch, all the way from Brisbane. And how are you going, Jake?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing to see someone so young and so talented. So I'll ask the inevitable question, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. And you've been playing for 7 years.
Yeah, I've been playing since I was five. I actually started on the drums.
That's fantastic. It says here in your bio thingy that, and I'll have to take a deep breath, you play lead guitar, rhythm guitar, slide guitar, acoustic guitar, bass, piano, drums, harmonicas, tambourine, stomp box, ukulele, Cajun, banjo, lead, and backing vocals. That's amazing.
Yeah, like 13 plus instruments.
And you learnt all that in that time. That's staggering. I can't even play the guitar properly. So you do have various tracks out that people can see on YouTube and so on. And was it SoundCloud your tracks are on?
SoundCloud, Spotify, any type of social media or music platforms. I do have a few music videos out as well on YouTube. Yeah.
Now, obviously, incredible talent. Where did that come from? Is that a family thing or is it a surprise?
I do a little bit of a family thing. Like, my mum and grandmother, like, they both play piano.
Yeah.
A little bit from now and there. But I mostly learn just from YouTube videos and learning off of looking at other people. Yeah.
Yeah, staggering. So you're fairly self-taught or do you have people teaching you?
I had a few teachers teaching me some stuff. I started out with Vicky O'Teith. She's Johnny O'Teith's daughter. Yep. She taught me like a bit of like guitar, piano, singing, like all the basic stuff to start off with, which really helped me. And then a few other guitar teachers along the way. A Nashville producer called Michael Flanders, he helped me with playing slide guitar.
Right. Now, you're up in Brisbane, and I'm seeing you, watching you here on the tablet as we're talking, and you're swimming around the living room, so you must have avoided the floods a bit.
Yeah. We were quite lucky where we live.
Okay, a couple of years ago, you released a track called Ghost on the Breeze, which is a great stompin' rocky sort of number. And I'm going to play that. But before I do, how did that track come about?
The song was written for me by Emil Matthews. He's a producer down in Canmore. He wrote the song for me. And I played like all the instruments on the track. Like I played guitar, like all the types of guitars, bass, and did all the lead and backing vocals for that as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Great video that goes with it too.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear that now, Ghost on the Breeze by Jake Murdoch. Okay, well that...
Wait.
Ghost on the Breeze, Jake Murdoch, fantastic stuff. Now, Jake, wonderful track. And that's a couple of years old. You've even done more since then.
But
what sort of chance do you get to play live? Do you just busk or what happens?
I bust and perform at supermarkets, markets, festivals. Yeah, I've gone to quite a few festivals. And, yeah, get around. It was harder in 2020 than it is now. So I'm not doing as many live streams or anything, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing more busting.
Now, that big list of instruments I read out at the start that you play, do you still play them or, you know, what do you concentrate on nowadays?
That's mainly my focus, playing on my instruments, keeping them up to date, learning, more songs. But my main instruments, guitar and singing.
When you're out busking and at festivals, you do a lot of covers, which really helps get your learn your instruments and everything.
Yeah.
But you're doing a lot of songwriting as well.
Yeah.
So originals coming out. You've got an EP just came out. What's it called?
It's called Jakey Cates.
Jakey Cates.
It's self-titled. My name, my stage name, used to be Jakey Cates,
mm-hmm.
but as I'm getting older, we thought it might be better to call me Jake Murdoch by my actual name. Yeah.
Yeah. So that EP's out. It's got half a dozen tracks on it. You're planning an LP or not?
Yes. I'm hopefully going to release a country rock album in 2022,
mm-hmm.
Which will have about 8 songs on it.
Fantastic. Now, you have just put out a brand new track. It's called Free Spirited Baby. And how did that come about? What is it about? And did you collaborate with anyone on it?
Yes. That song's, this isn't true, but that song's about a girl with a bunch of boyfriends thumping me because she's a free spirited girl and doesn't want to be tied down. Yeah. And I recorded the song in one of the mentors, Michael Flanders, the Nashville producer, his son's studio. I recorded that song with a bunch of guitars on it, bass, slide guitar, that's a big country instrument, tambourine, percussion instruments, that type of stuff. Yeah,
fantastic. And how long did that process take?
It didn't take that long, actually. It took about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 days, yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Jake. And I know you're going to be a big name in the future because someone so young who's been so prolific already and amazing array of instruments that you can handle. And you've already got contacts in the music industry that are well worth keeping. So we will definitely hear more from you, and when your LP comes out, we'll check that out as well later in the year. Okay, this is Jake Murdoch, his latest track, Free Spirited Baby. That's what.
Rhyme and Reason with the Robert E. Bob Steam Radio program on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Pop and country music with opinion and swag from a Yarra Valley FM oldie. The Robert E. Bob Steam Radio program is exclusive to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Robert E. Bob, voice of